Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock!
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there, and I'll let you introduce a surprise in studio guest.
Normally, this gentleman joins us on Thursday
Look
to go off the rails, but he's back. An encore performance from Rob Kendall from the Kendall and Casey show.
Hi, Rob.
Hello.
I asked Rob to come in today because I thought your opening segment today was incredibly helpful to a lot of people in regards to this whole Joe Hogsett MLS thing. There's a lot of layers here. There's a lot of inside political baseball, and you did a great job of basically explaining this because nobody knows inside Indiana politics more than you do. You did a great job of explaining this for the layman. So please reset what you think is going on here.
Well, this is fascinating because Joe Hogsett and the city of Indianapolis gave their wholehearted, full-throated endorsement of this mega development that the Indy 11 were going to produce and the owners of the Indy 11 are going to produce right catty-corner from Lucas Oil Stadium. And this had been in the works for many, many years.
I see the site over there.
The demolition's begun. They were in the process of doing this, and it's this big soccer stadium and the development around it. You're taking this dilapidated area. And the kind of the porridge was just right that everybody came up with, and it's rare people kind of all feel good about these public stadium type of deals, is they said, hey, look, the Indy 11 are going to pay for this stadium. They're going to pay for the development around it. But what we're going to do is create, and it took an act of the Indiana General Assembly, a special taxing district where all the revenue, and I'm simplifying a very complex thing, but this is the high level version, where all the revenue that's generated from these businesses, the property taxes, et cetera, is going to stay in that area. So it's not going to be an ask of the taxpayers. The developers is going to get their money back over time.
So the Indy 11 says, all right, we will build our own stadium. We're not going to ask for taxpayer money, but if we do that and you build restaurants and apartment buildings around and we help out this side of town, we want some perks of that.
Yeah, it took years to come up with this because initially they'd asked for a publicly funded stadium. That obviously didn't fly. They'd asked for bonding. That stuff didn't necessarily fly. And finally, with the support, and that's the key on this, right? With the support of the Indiana General Assembly and with the support of, most importantly, Joe Hogsett and the city of Indianapolis, this thing sailed through. How do we go from all of this years of effort, and you would assume everybody's on the same page, and here's what we're doing, and here's what we're building, and here's how we're going forward, to within seemingly in a very short amount of time, now you guys are on your own, and we're going for an MLS team.
Yeah, so what happened yesterday with Joe Hogsett and this announcement, this separate announcement for a Major League Soccer franchise?
Well, that's what's fascinating, is apparently on Monday, Hogsett went to New York, goes and meets with the big muckety-mucks over there at MLS, and basically tells them, hey, I've got this super secretive ownership group that can pay the $500 million to get into the league and can build all this huge stadium complex and development around it, and then comes back and within a couple days now has this impromptu press conference, which, let's face it, the Keystone Group that owns the 11, Ursel Özdemir, his group, they obviously got wind this was happening. They went to the IBJ and said, hey, we're done here. We can't trust the city of Indianapolis. We're done here. So then Hogsett goes, well, screw me. No, screw you. And has this press conference and goes, I'm trying to bring MLS.
Right. The timing of all that was very suspect, right? Because that IBJ story drops that there's bad blood between Hogsett's administration and the Indy 11 and the Keystone Group behind the Indy 11. Bad blood, looks like the stadium might fall through. And then literally hours later, like toward the end of our show, Hogsett has this half-assed, really short press conference where he doesn't take any questions and walks off the stage.
Here's what happened, and I think he's starting to put the pieces together and look at this is probably definitely going to go to court and everything will come out over time. But I think what they finally determined is Ursel Özdemir is a very rich guy. He's got very deep pockets. He didn't have enough deep pockets to fund an MLS team and an MLS franchise.
The Indy 11 owner is a rich guy, but he's not a super rich guy.
Right. And so Hogsett had two choices here. He either could say, much like with the Indianapolis Indians, we have this great community partner who has been a strong corporate citizen, and they're universally loved and respected, and they're doing this big thing, and this big thing is going to revitalize a dilapidated part of downtown, and we can support them and push them forward, which is what a decent human being would do. But instead, because this is the way Joe Hogsett always operates, is in the shadows and stabbing people in the back, he went kind of behind their back, it appears, and said, no, that's not good enough to be an entrenched part of the community for a decade. It's not good enough to be a great corporate citizen. It's not enough to have this great development plan. I need bigger. I need MLS, and you can't give it to me, so I'll find somebody who can.
So the Keystone Group, do they have their crap together in terms of putting all this?
Well, nobody knows now. This is the point. Nobody knows who the ownership group is with this MLS team, and nobody knows now what happens to Indy 11, because how does that relationship get repaired? I mean, clearly, they know Joe Hogsett has been plotting against them, basically, for quite a long time. So let's say the MLS thing doesn't work out. There's no guarantee it's going to. You got Tampa trying to get a team. You got Sacramento trying to get a team. They're not just going to roll over and go, oh, Indy's in now. We're out. What if you don't get the team? And Joe Hogsett has now said he did the... Here's how I know he got a lot of pushback, because he had that press conference where he was basically no questions, out the door in a matter of a few minutes yesterday. He's doing the rounds today, which tells me he has gotten a lot of pushback from the community on how the Indy 11 are being treated.
Now, listen, my expectations of Joe Hogsett are pretty low, right? I think everybody knows that. But even as dumb as that guy is, I don't think he goes to meet with the MLS and pull all this crap if he doesn't have the backers.
I would tend to agree with you with that. Here's the one thing, though, that I would say about all of this. And look, it's really easy to feel sympathetic for the Indy 11. It appears they're getting screwed here. However, the business community in this city, of which Ersal Ozdemir is a very prominent member of, has repeatedly stood behind Joe Hogsett. Through all the crap Joe Hogsett has pulled over the years he has been mayor, they have refused to speak out against him. They have refused to organize against him. They have refused to back people running against him.
The Chamber of Commerce endorsed him in the last election.
I'm not going to feel sympathetic for you if you invite a vampire into your house and then go, well, the vampire drained all my blood. That's what Joe Hogsett is. He's a backstabbing vampire. He sucks the blood out of everything he comes in contact with. And I feel terrible on one hand that the Indy 11 are getting treated this way, but you've had an opportunity to stop this guy, and nobody ever stands up to him.
So what's the timeline here now? I mean, it sounds like it's in its infancy, correct? I mean, this is...
Yeah, nobody knows, because the Keystone Group has said, we're done with the stadium. We're not going to build a stadium.
So that site over there where it looks like construction was basically underway, it's just going to sit there?
That's what it appears. I mean, I'm sure they'll try to sell it to somebody. Here's what I would not rule out. And given, I mean, let's face it, Hogsett is a total dirtball and will do whatever he has to do to get ahead. I would not rule out the city trying to, in some way, and I don't know how they'll do it or pull it off, try to get control of that property. Now, I don't know whether they'll go through the front door.
Well, they got control of a hotel earlier.
Well, this is the other thing people are beginning to say. Hey, isn't that magical that the city went for this taxpayer-funded hotel, which made absolutely no sense, and now you're going for this MLS team, and what sort of promises are potentially being made or deals are being struck? Nobody has any idea.
How do you feel if you're one of these other hotel owners? And we've talked about this before. Like Joe Hogsett and the City County Council, they've all been saying, look, we may be running this hotel, but we're not going to talk to Visit Indy or any of these tourism groups and push our hotel.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
And there's a strong chance that it's all tied in together. Here's the thing, though. Joe Hogsett is proving to you that you cannot trust doing business with the city of Indianapolis. It's the equivalent of getting into bed with a loose woman and then acting surprised if she cheats on you as well. Like, it's who
that's
he is.
That's never happened with me before. My 20s were a blur, Rob. I'm sorry.
It's who he is. And look, the legal wrangling, if indeed that's the avenue it goes, is going to be fascinating to see what comes out about this, because the city says there is no deal. Ersal Ozdemir is not that stupid to move forward with demolition and everything else without a deal.
Yeah.
So we'll see who's telling the truth in all this.
Last thing here, and we'll let you go. I stated earlier that for me, it feels like this is Joe Hogsett trying to get something on his legacy, because right now he's a three-term mayor, which is very rare in Indianapolis, but he's got nothing to show for it. If anything, he's going to go down as the guy with the highest homicide rates in history, and the guy that wasn't around when the riots happened. You allowed these people to basically siege downtown. That's his legacy. I think he wants to have something on the books.
I agree. The issue with this, though, is what are we as a community? Like, the Indianapolis Indians are a great corporate partner. When Major League Baseball expands again, are we going to throw them in Victory Field under the bus? I mean, what value is it in being a good citizen and standing up for the community and in being a longstanding merchant and member of the business community?
Is this community going to be willing to put a taxpayer-funded soccer stadium out there?
Well, Abdul tweeted out that he said if indeed there's taxpayer funding component to this, which it appeared Hoggs had alluded to that yesterday, there's not the votes on the city county council. It's very similar to what the Bears have going on now with their debacle and their stadium in Chicago. This is going to be fascinating to watch this unfold.
The Kendall and Casey Show, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, right here at 93 WIBC. Rob, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You two beautiful humans, have a great one as well.